Your right of way is what you give, not what you take. Your right of way is what you give, not what you take. How often do we feel that we have a right? We have a right of way. We have a right to things in life. And that's very true. But our rights are only as wonderful as what we give. For when we give away our right of way, when we have courtesy, and really that's what the word is all about, your right of way is courtesy. Your courtesy on the highway is so wonderful. Your courtesy with sharing a conversation with friends is so wonderful. Your courtesy in any area of life is so wonderful because it's what you give away. At Christmas time, it's not the gifts you receive, it's the gifts you give. The sharing that you give, the sharing is right of way. It's your right of way to share gifts at Christmas time, to give gifts. And people are not often too surprised that you do give gifts at Christmas time because they think that's a wonderful thing to do. And that's what we could be trained to do. But we're not trained because we just want somebody to give to us. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I had $1 billion? Wouldn't it be wonderful if I had a grand house? Wouldn't it be wonderful if I had servants and swimming pools? Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could travel all over the world and visit all the places I want to visit and not think one moment about money? Well, people who do that are people who have learned how to give away. They have learned how to give their genius, their courtesy, their love, their joy into the world. And as they give their genius, their love, their joy, their courtesy into the world, they receive back abundantly. They are independently wealthy. Independent wealth is not a matter of having lots of money. It's the matter of being able to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. Being able to afford, and afford is really not the word, but being able to buy whatever you want, being able to share whatever you want, being able to live however you want. And it all starts with that one thing, your right of way. When we learn our right of way, when we learn that our right of way is to give away the right to others, to drive on the road, to pass us. When we see someone who's driving incorrectly, we don't get angry at them, we just get out of their way. We pull over to one slower lane, perhaps, or we get out of their way. Now, can you do that? Can you learn to get out of the way? Can you learn to be free of somebody else's need and want? And what is your need? What is your want? Is your need and your want to enjoy life? Is your need and your want to flow through life in a happy, harmonious way with everything working out just for you? It's so wonderful. Well, if you start acting that way to others, you'll find that you are experiencing that way in everything you do. Just as in driving, your right of way is something you give, not something you take. It's not what you take in life, it's what you give. It's not what you demand for yourself in life, it's what you share with others, and you give to others, and you enjoy being in the world of others. How great it is to live in a world filled with peace and harmony and goodness. And our statement that I love so much, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is unconditional love on earth, and it began with me. There now is joy on earth, and it began with me. There now is tenderness and sensitivity. There now is all good on earth, and it began with me. Now we might even change that a little bit and say, there now is abundance and in my life, and it began with my unconditionally loving thoughts. There now is abundance in the world, and it began with my unconditionally loving thoughts. There now is joy in the world, and it began with me. Just as in driving, your right of way is something you give, not something you take. It's courtesy. It's courtesy. And courtesy is such a difficult thing to come by because we think other people owe us things. We think other people must give us some of their blessings, some of their joy, some of their rightness. And when we ourselves have not given some of our rightness to the world, to the joy of others, to the joy of living, then we don't find it at all when we come home. What do you want out of life? Do you want joy out of life? Do you want happiness out of life? Do you want peace out of life? Do you want magic out of life? Do you want every good thing out of life? Then give it. Because your right of way is to have all those things. But first, you give it. Oh, it's not the big things. It's the little things. And as you give those little things, you find that those little things are always working in your world. Those little things are always sharing with you, loving with you, and delighting you in every beautiful way. And how grand that is. Your right of way is not something you get, but something you give. Oh, we may think we have the right of way as we're driving down the highway, but if we just surround ourselves with our pure white light of love and surround everyone on the road with our pure white light of love and know that all of the world is in harmony and peace, then as we do that, what happens? As we do that, we find that all the world is harmonious. All the world is joyous. All the world is wonderful. All the world is magnificent. And we stop thinking that we have a right to have other people be nice to us. We have a delight to be nice to all in the world. We have a delight to give, not take. For the Christmas story is something so beautiful that all of us, if we could just learn to understand it, learn to enjoy it, learn to delight in it, what would we find? We would find that in the Christmas story, all things that we want to experience are so beautiful, they're so fantastic, they're so joyous. All things that we want to know are so fulfilling in every delightful way, so fulfilling. And we find that fulfilling quality in everything we do. And as we find that fulfilling quality in everything we do, we feel absolutely magnificent. We feel absolutely fantastic. We feel absolutely joyous. We feel that all is in divine order and we are happy as we can be. That's what it's all about. And that's all it's all about. So today, enter into your world of happiness and joy. Today, enter into your world where it says, just as in driving, your right of way is something you give, not something you take. Your right of way is something you give, not something you take. And they say that older people have more difficulty in giving the right of way to others. And they create problems for themselves by not giving the right of way. You and I need not create problems in giving the right of way. We train ourselves from childhood, from Santa Claus on. Santa Claus gives, we give. We give to our parents, to our family, to our friends, and we don't even think of what we would like. What Santa Claus says, what do you want for Christmas? I'm always hoping that you'll say, I would like all the goodness in the world for my family. I'd like all the goodness. Don't you want anything for yourself? Well, that's good for me, because whatever I give away, I am blessed by it. my right of way, as I give away, I am blessed by it. And that courtesy is blooming throughout all of my life, throughout all of my world. And that courtesy is called unconditional love. Today, let unconditional love be your guiding light, be your joy. And watch how it brings back into your life every dream you could have ever dreamed. And you don't even dream it, because you are it. You live it. And what brought it to you? Living your right of way by giving and not taking. Have a delightful day, and know that everything is perfect. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.